Thank you, God, for being our Father and for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you. My word today, a good father. A good father. When the pastor asked me if I could do this, I told her sure. I started researching. The dictionary says a father is a man that has a relationship with his child or children. The Bible says God's role as father is life giver. Yeah. The authority and the powerful protector. Amen. I want to cover a couple areas. Protector, advisor, counselor, mentor, patience, hardworking, and respectful. And to be a part of this, as a father, you must be available to your children. You should be a good listener. And you must be caring. We're going to Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And after that, God said, it is not good for man to be alone. We'll make him a helpmate. Mothers, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh. And the rib from which God had taken from man made he woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. In order to be a good father, you need a good mother's support. You need someone who's going to be able to back you up through the hard times and be there to smile with the good times. Psalms 127, 3 through 4 says, lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows in the hands of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Yeah. Yeah. So if you are a father, you should be thankful. You should give God thanks every day. I know when our daughter Edie was born, I just prayed, God, let me be, give me the strength to be the best father I could be. At the time, I didn't know there was a manual. I said, there's no manual for children, but the Bible is our manual. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Doesn't mean they're not going to go astray. They may not always listen, or we think they aren't listening. But as they get older, the Holy Spirit will bring something to their remembrance to nudge them back into alignment. As a parent, you have to correct your child. Proverbs 29, 17, 18, correct thy son and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. When there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law is happy. So when your child gets a little unruly, it's all right to discipline them. And every child is different. Some child you can pat on the hand, on the back of the panty, or whatever the case may be, punish. You have to find what works for that child, because no two children are alike. Some children you can talk to as a father. They go to their room, cry, whatever. As soon as you start talking to them, letting them know that what they have done is wrong. But you still have to reinforce to them that you love them. Okay. Just because you punish them, spank them, whatever, you still have to let them know, I love you, but what you did was wrong. It also says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger. Colossians 3:21. Lest they be discouraged. So if you constantly talking down to your children, they will be discouraged. Because our role is to uplift, to support. When you see them struggling, you're there to find out why. What can you do to help? And that's where a caring father, because if you know your child, you can hear it in their voice. You can see it in their eyes. You can see it in their emotional well-being. Something's not right. And you should be able to pull them aside and just talk to them. And if you have that relationship with them, they will share it. And if you're not in the home with that child, you really need to pay attention to them. Because you're not in the home with them doesn't mean you can't be a good father. We need to be protectors. Psalms 18, 2 through 3. The Lord is my protector. He is my strong fortress. My God is my protector, and with him I am safe. He protects me like a shield. He defends me and keeps me safe. I call to the Lord, and he saves me from my enemies. Praise the Lord. As a father, that's what your children want to feel. They want to be able to come to you, call your name, and know that you are there, that you have their back through thick and thin. Whether you daddy, grandpa, papa, whatever. And even if it's a child who doesn't have a father in your neighborhood, they might look up to you. You could be their mentor. They come to you for help. And they know when they call your name, you are there for them. And that's what it's all about. I was laughing, telling my wife, I was thinking about Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. Wake up, everybody. That song was way before its time. Because our youth really need good parenting. They don't need social media to parent them. cell phones. Because I know growing up, we had to be, when the street lights came on, we better be on the front porch. No way in the world we could come home 12 o'clock, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But that comes from a relationship. Just like the relationship you have with God. When you're training your child up, not only how can you talk to them about God when they don't see you go to church? They don't see you reading the Bible. So you have to show them, you have to set the example, because they are watching. They watch everything we do, trust me. Mm-mm. Everything you say. And that's where you come in as an advisor or a counselor. Proverbs 11:14 says, where no counsel is, the people fail or fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Whether they want to hear it or not, but sometimes they want to hear it and they act like they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear nothing you have to say. But they are listening. And the best way to do that is give them life examples. I know when my daughter Edie was getting ready to go off to college, I was talking to her and some of her girlfriends. And I just told them, I said, look, we were going out to lunch because about once a week, every other week, I would pick them up and take them to lunch. I said, I don't mean no harm, no disrespect. I said, when all y'all will look between your legs. I said, when you go to college, that's all those young boys are looking for. I said, they're going to tell you everything. I love you, how pretty you are, how good you look, everything. But that was their main purpose. I said, your main purpose is going to learn. If you meet somebody, you do, but remember that. Because that's a distraction. And that's a distraction of the devil. To get you off guard. Get you off track. And there are consequences for those actions. So you have to, you can't sugarcoat it. As that advisor and counselor, you have to. Proverbs 13:10, only by pride come up contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. So if you can get them off of pride, the wisdom will follow. And with that wisdom, their peers will look up to them and seek them for counsel. Because not everybody can go to their parent, which is sad. Some kids are dying to be able to talk to their parents, but can't for some reason. That might be blended family. It could be a combination of things. The way they were brought up, you know, they don't think that you need to talk to me. Just do it and go about your business. So a multitude of things can cause them to go astray. But if they see a strong parent, a caring parent, they might come to you. All of Edie's friends called me daddy when they saw me on campus. So they knew at least once or twice a month I was coming to go to lunch and hang out and figure out what the buildings were and everything. I didn't have a problem with that. Like I told, I wanted to do that. Because when I went to school, my mother was like, hey, just do your thing. And I was out there. It's bad when people don't want to see a freshman come across campus. They're like, no, not today. And the sad part, I had good grades, but I just wasn't disciplined. I didn't have anybody I could call and say, hey, you know, whatever the case may be, you know. So I chose not to go back to school and end up joining the Army. But so you have to be there for them, no matter what time of night. Because Edie used to call me, I'm like, what is it? It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm just feeling bad to die. Okay, we good. We good. But guess what? Even today, when she's married, when she travels, she lets me know where she's going, who they're going with, where they're going to be staying. I said, because somebody needs to know in case something happens, what's the last place they were going or were at? So many parents on the news saying, I don't know. Last time I saw them, they were just leaving the house. But if you're caring, you will know. You will know. My mother knew everybody. I couldn't even go out the house without her knowing who I was with. And if she didn't know, she like, I got to meet their parents first. No. Mm-mm. And if she knew that something negative about their parents, but they can come here, but you can't go there because it's something just not right. And that's how it should be. As a mentor, as your child or grandchild matures, your role changes a little bit to more of a mentor. Proverbs 9:9, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. So if we take our time to mentor, it could be in anything. You know, might be a trade, might just be something they want to know about. And they're going to come to you because they see you doing it. Take the time to show them. If you don't have time that day, let them know when you can get with them to do that. You'd be surprised how much good that would do that. And you. I know when I share stuff, I'm just bubbling. I'm like, hey, thank you. Because as a father, I always wanted to be a father. I always wanted to be a good parent. I always wanted to make a difference. And as a good father, you can make a difference. As a bad father, you can make a difference, but you might not like the outcome of that. So many young men want to emulate what they see. Their fathers or big brothers or men in the neighborhood, they want to dress like them, they want to talk like them, they want to walk like them. It's not always good. Proverbs 15:7, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. If you don't know something, it's okay to tell your child that. Research it together. Because if you give them bad information, it's just going to snowball. And what are they going to say? My dad told me how to do that. That's something parents in the neighborhood can be like, no, stay away from him. Stay away from Jimmy because Jimmy's giving out bad information. So It's okay to say, I don't know, I don't understand, when they come for their homework. If you don't understand, tell them, hey, things have changed. But let me look it up. Let's look it up together. Let's learn together. Let's do this together. So that's going to show them that you are concerned about them. You're concerned about their well-being. You're concerned about their education. And you cannot always go off of what teachers say. I tell young men and women, some teachers already have made up in their mind what kind of student you're going to be because of where you come from, where you live. They might have seen your parents somewhere with you, and they're like, okay, I know what kind of people they are. So they already have it made up in their mind that you're going to be that student that doesn't want to learn, that's going to be a troublemaker. So you have to fight for your child. You have to fight for them. And you have to have patience. Because not all children learn the same. You can talk to three of them about the same thing. Only one's going to understand it that way. So you have to find a way to get each one to understand what you want done, what you're saying. Rejoicing in hope, Romans 12:12. Patient in tribulation, continuing in instant in prayer. A lot of prayer. A lot of prayer, even for yourself. In the workplace, my daughter asked me, how did you deal with the Army for 20 years? I said, prayer. How did you endure working for the state for 23 years? Prayer. And patience. But that's the only answer I could give her, you know? But it was true. Even my coworkers, how do you do it? Prayer. One of my coworkers came to me one day and asked me something. They were upset and asked me, how did I deal with it? And I reached to pull out a little pocket size Bible. If I could turn around, they were gone. I'd never seen anybody move so fast. But on one thing, I'll tell her, I pray. I have patience, I pray. Do not be hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resisteth. Resteth in the bottom bosoms of fools. That's Ecclesiastes 7:9. If you're quick to anger, you're not going to solve anything, especially when it comes to your children. If they have a bad report card, when the neighbors say something and you're automatically upset, you're not going to solve a thing. Most times you can make the situation worse. James 1:19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Listen before you speak. Try to figure out what you just heard and go from there. Father, hardworking. I was always raised that a man should work. If you're able. And it doesn't matter what you do. Just be good at it. So many of our fathers today don't want to work because they feel they are being disrespected because of the type of work they're being offered. That doesn't matter. You have to remember that you have a family to care for. And why should mama get up and go to work and you sit home and play video games all day or hang out with your buddies? Second Thessalonians 3:10-10, well, even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. When I read that, I was like, wow. I was taught that before I even read that. I was like, okay. But that's also teaching your children. Doesn't matter what you do. Be good at it. My stepfather was a street sweeper in D.C. I was like, what? And one summer, one day he took me, and I was like, wow, Rosie's on it, because those people loved him. And they all had good things to say about him, about how hard he works, how respectful he is to the people. And that showed me it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you're good at it. How many of you been to stores where the cashiers nowadays can't even add? And the cashier is just telling them what your change should be. Or how many people are complaining that they have to work when they should be thankful that they are able to work? A lot of people who would love to be working can't for whatever reason, disabilities, something. And that job is not your life. There are many people who are blessed to have a job that they love and that's something they wanted to do. But at the end of the day, that job is not you. That job for a man is a way of providing for his family. And that's what it's all about, fathers. Nothing else. You can't wear that job 24/7. And if you are, you need to seek some help, some wise counsel. When you get home, it's time for your family. When you walk out that door or warehouse, wherever it is, leave that behind you. Get ready for your family. Whether you get, because it's not how much time you spend with them. It's the quality of the time. You could spend all day with them, but if you're not doing anything worthwhile, they're going to be glad when you leave the room or the house or whatever. Okay, I'm glad. Can I go play with my friends now? But if you're doing something that interests them, that y'all can do together, they want to spend that time with you. First Timothy 5:8. If any provide not for his own, And specifically for those in his own house. He had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. That's bad. That is so bad. But mothers, that's where you come in at, to uplift that father, to show that father it doesn't matter. Okay. Because the two of you are showing your children how to work together. We all have wants, but that's not necessarily a need. And if the only reason you're working because you have a list of wants, you're always going to fall short. And that's only showing your kids the only thing they're working for is because they want $300 or $400 sneakers when they could get something less and do just as well. Because they want this car versus that car. Or they want to live in this neighborhood versus that neighborhood. Because it's not where you live that counts. It's how you live. As long as you can show them that you can live decent, a clean home, food on your table, decent clothes, the rest will come over time if you do your part. Because nobody owes you. Mom, dad, once you leave home, parenting doesn't stop because they turn 18. Lord Jesus. I think it gets harder because they have more questions, more concerns. Yeah. They come to you with the question and a problem. But when you get the answer, it's like, why they even come to you? So parenting is hard. At times, but it's such a reward because it is a blessing from God. Respect. You have to respect your children, but they don't have to be your friend. Love your children, but they don't have to be your best buddy. You can do things with your children, sons, daughters, young adults, whatever. But that doesn't make them your best friend. You're still a parent. And that's how it should be. That's how it was designed. Because when they lose that identity or that connection is where the respect starts to fade. When they think dad or papa is their best buddy, they want to talk to you any kind of way, act any kind of way around you, and that shouldn't be the case. But that goes back to how you treat them and how you treat others. Respect is earned, but respect is, how do you treat others? Because if they see you treating people crazy, they feel that's how it should be. And it doesn't matter if them people treat them crazy, because, hey, that's the way it's supposed to be. I can talk to you any kind of way. It doesn't matter. I can do anything. It doesn't matter. Matthew 7:12, do for others what you want them to do for you. This is the meaning of the law of Moses and the teachings of the prophets. And this is what it's all about. That's just some of the areas. What I want to close on is this. Fathers, your children are watching you. God is watching you. Your sons want to be like you. Your daughters want to find a man like you. So when you look in the mirror, what do you see that you might want to adjust about yourself? Because there's some guys I know, I've heard talk, I would not want my daughter to bring somebody home like me. That's sad. But they want their sons to be like them. Mm-hmm. They don't care if they have kids all through the neighborhood, but they don't have a wife. They don't know the kids' names, birth dates, or whatever the case may be. That's sad. But if they see that's how dad is, they think it's okay. To be a good father, be a good husband, or have a good relationship with your child's mother. Don't let your children hear you talking negative about their mother. Because as they get older, they will start treating her the same way. And when you try to intervene, they're going to like, that's how you treat her. How do you counter that? How do you counter your child wanting to be like you if you know you are not living like you should as a father? We're not perfect. None of us. We all make mistakes. But the more I read the word and observe, the more I learn. The more I read, the more I hear God talk. Some people actually hear God's voice. I hear it through the word. Thank you. And I would like to give a thank you to my wife, because 6 years ago when I met her, I never thought I would be doing this. I love God. I go to church. I could talk to you about the Bible, but she saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And I thank her. And thank y'all. And have a blessed Father's Day. Fathers that are here, we have bags for you up here. Thank you, Pastor.
Man of wisdom. Not a wisdom. You're a man of wisdom. Okay. So good, so good, so good. But we have presents for the fathers. Okay, y'all go in and get a bag. Give it to all the daddies, all the men. Hmm? Give one to all the men. Good job, lady. Good job. Good job. Good job. Hey, man, that was so awesome. We thank God for today. Amen. 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 Are there any prayer requests? Anybody got any prayer requests before we get ready to close? And let y'all go and finish enjoying your Father's Day.